Living Words. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as you experience truth about living words. What are your thoughts about faith and hope? Sometimes we find ourselves facing very hopeless situations. We have perhaps dreamed about our future, our children's future, and there are times when life throws us dark days that are filled with shattered dreams and our hopes are dashed upon the cold rocks of despair. When we dreamed beauty would come up in the soil of our life, we at times experience the stark reality of thorns and briars. I have recently heard many people say that we must speak positive things over ourselves, and it will bring the beauty and hope we so desire. Just speaking positive words may bring some encouragement, but true hope and life-changing power only come through speaking and praying the living Word of God. Hebrews 4:12 in the Amplified Bible states, "For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life and spirit, and the joints and marrow of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart." So to remain standing on the promises of God and to remain standing firm, we take up the shield of faith against all the arrows of doubt and unbelief that the enemy shoots to take us down. Is there something that God has promised you and you cannot see it? At this point, it looks impossible. Hebrews 10:23-25 states, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near." Hebrews 11:1-3 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible." In Genesis 1, the first book of the Bible, it speaks about the beginning and God creating the heavens and the earth. "The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. God spoke light, and there was light." Throughout Genesis chapter 1, God speaks into existence His creation by the power of His spoken word. Psalm 29 speaks of the power of the voice of the Lord in the storm. "Ascribe to the Lord, O sons of the mighty, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in holy array. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Syrian like a wild ox. The voice of the Lord hews out flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer to calve and strips the forest bare. And in his temple everything says, Glory! The Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. In recent months and weeks, I am believing God for some things that in the natural look impossible. Today, you are believing for the impossible. Speak not just positive words over this situation, but speak the living words of God found in the Holy Bible, and stand in faith, believing that you will see these seeds of faith spring up into beautiful trees in the soil of your life. I recently read in Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 15, about the power of God's word going forth and accomplishing what God desires, and that they do not return empty. Verse 13 says, that instead of the thorn bush, the cypress will come up, and instead of the nettle, the myrtle will come up. And it will be a memorial to the Lord, for an everlasting sign which will not be cut off. So speak God's living words, and stand with faith, and instead of the thorns and briars, watch and see the cypress and myrtle come up in the soil of your life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you with praise, for you are almighty. You are all-powerful. You are the high and holy one, exalted above all authority, powers, and dominion, above all creation. Holy, holy, holy is your name. Father, let your kingdom come and your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, may I seek out your holy words of life. May my prayers be filled with your life-giving words. May my speech be filled with your spoken word. Give me this day my daily bread, and forgive me of my trespasses and sin, as I forgive those who trespass and sin against me. Lead me not into temptation, and deliver me from the evil one. For, Father, yours is the kingdom and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please feel free to reach out to me at abigail.christian316@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments. May you be strengthened in faith as you proclaim the living words of God in your life today.